struggle is real. It's the second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
Okay, let's get this thing started. We got Fat Joe.
Ho!
MJ over there.
What's up?
Lonnie on the phone.
Lonnie Moo!
Wow, Joe. You know, you couldn't have been like beautiful poor Lani You know, Lani the heavenly one.
Oh, yeah. I'd say we had Lani the heifer on the phone.
Yeah.
That's a female cow, bro.
In our defense, that was Fat Joe.
Yeah.
That was not Keola.
Or
definitely
MJ.
Not MJ.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the heavenly one. I'm changing
yes,
it.
Yes, thank you. Yes, we're going to go with heavenly Lonnie, not heifer Lonnie.
Lonnie Moo. Yeah.
They both start with an H-E for crying out loud. I mean, they're interchangeable. Heavenly, heiferly. So, Lonnie, tell us about your day. What happened, love?
So, we went on a date to Dave & Buster's. It was awesome. I had a great time. We played games. We ate lots of food and drinks. It was just a blast. I feel like we forget how much fun it can be just to, like, play games.
Yeah.
And since then, I've just kind of been waiting for a call, but nothing. You know, I texted a few times, but no response, and I just kind of wanted to know, what's up?
Yeah. Well, how did the date end? Like, did you have a good vibe about the date as you guys said goodbye? Or
any smoochy smoochy?
Any oofy
yeah,
oofy?
No, we had a great time.
Touchy.
You know, we hung out after the date. I think everything went really well. So I'm confused.
Okay, when you were at Dave & Buster's, you didn't get too competitive, did you? Because I know some people have that in there.
Yeah, exactly.
No. I mean, it's all in good fun. We even, you know, went back to my place. I'm saying it was a good night.
No, okay. I don't know. The only thing I can think of is, well, no, this is a me problem, not a you problem.
Yeah.
I have a really bad addiction to Fun Factory right now, courtesy of Baby K, my son. And it is specifically this one game that really gets me every freaking time, to the point where this is true. I remember 2 weeks ago, I took him to Fun Factory on a Friday because he deserved it. He was a good boy.
Right.
He earned it. And when I reloaded his card, because we got VIP status.
Oh, you VIP now, bro.
Yes, you did. Of course you did.
I show you. I'm so proud, boo.
He's got a VIP card.
VIP, bro.
A lot of them are one token less than the regular peons that buy to get their card.
Excuse me.
Yeah. So then I was like, you know, I didn't tell him that I did this because I just usually tell him like, oh, we're out of tokens, right, on your card.
Right.
I put $30 in. Because I'm pake. Because you put $20 in, you don't get additional tokens.
Yeah, the
30 mark,
pake,
you get five free ones.
Oh, nice.
Next thing I know, we're playing this one game where you press the button, a little token comes down, like shoots out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's tokens on top of this ledge that goes back and forth.
That's my push
back
too.
In and out.
Point push game,
and then you gotta land it while the ledge is out.
Yeah.
And then it slides back and it pushes the token over the ledge, which when it comes back out pushes those tokens into the other tokens that are at the bottom. And then ideally more tokens come down.
Or a ball or a card, right?
They got Willy Wonka cards. Each card is worth 20 tickets.
They give you extra tickets,
Yes. I spent all $30 while Baby K watched me playing this game.
Oh, you got no fun time, bro.
I was like, this is why Daddy doesn't gamble.
Because we'd be broke right now, son.
Even Allie, she came and met up with us after. She's like, if you have a family or loved one that has a gambling addiction, call me.
Kayla secretly goes when we get off air and just spends hours over there, man.
We're so right on the brink of getting the Willy Wonka cards.
Man, so
okay, one more. Just one more, boy. One more.
$30
more. He kept hitting the button. I was like, bro, your timing is off. It keeps landing on the tokens.
Watch
on the
me. Watch me.
Come out. Daddy will do it. Daddy will do it.
Yes.
Do you want the Willy Wonka card or not, son?
Oh, man.
Anyway, so that's an example of how I got way too competitive.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I'm assuming, Lonnie, you sound a lot more chill than I.
I understand that's where you're coming from, but it was not like that at all.
Yeah, well, you're heavily, so I mean, of course you're not like me. But if you have any loved ones or family members that have a gambling addiction, call 1-800. All right, Lonnie, what was the guy's name? I'm sorry.
It's Kanan.
Kanan. Interesting name. Okay, cool.
It's a Bible
we're
going to
give Kanan a call right now.
Yeah. That? It's a Bible name.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't pay attention during religion class, Holy Trinity, first or eighth grade, bro. I was out. Yeah, I actually did really bad in religion. True story. Religion and history. Anyway, we're going to give Kanan a call right now. If you don't mind, just stay quiet on the other line. Let Joe, MJ, and I do the talking. We'll figure out what happened, see if we can get you all reconnected, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All good. Let's see, Kanan.
Hello.
Hello, is this Kanan?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Yeah, I know, awkward, right? Hello, yeah. Hey, hey Kanan, it's the Keola Show. That's Fat Joe.
How's it?
MJ right here.
What's Nick up? Kanan in the house.
Nick Kanan.
What's awesome. I love you guys.
Love you too, oh, man.
Thank you.
I love the nickname that Joe gave you.
You got a lot of love to
but
get,
don't worry, it could be worse. He could have called you a heifer, Kanan. Which I'll explain that in a quick second. But like, I'll let you know, we're on the air right now. We made an outgoing phone call to you. So legally, need your permission to keep this conversation going, if can.
We're live right now.
Yeah.
Oh my. All right. Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're calling about this girl that Joe called Lonnie Moo. And then he moved on. Okay. I was like, why don't you call her Heavenly, as in Lonnie, the heaven? You know, Lonnie, or heaven, I should say. And then he's like, okay, well, she could be Heiferly.
Yeah. Lonnie the Heifer.
Lonnie the Heifer.
Which is a female one. Call.
Yes. Do you remember your date with Lonnie?
I certainly do remember my date with her.
Okay, So here's what we do know. You guys went to Dave & Buster's, had some dinner, drinks, played some games.
Yeah.
You even hung out after the date.
Yeah, no, about that. I mean, we had a great date. She pretty much ordered everything on the menu and ordered a bunch of drinks. I couldn't believe she was putting it all away, honestly.
Wow.
She is an effort in.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know where it was going, but we had a lot of fun. We played all these games. We racked up a tab of like $500 or something.
Whoa! What? Just for the food and drink?
Wow. And games.
With everything. Yeah, this is the first date, too. So, you know, I didn't want to say anything and make it awkward or anything. So
I would have said, I've never in the history of mankind known anyone between one individual person or make it two that have racked up a $500 tab, not at a club night, at Dave & Buster's.
It was wild, man. Yeah, I thought it was crazy. She just kept ordering appetizers and looking at me like, you want it? And I was like, yeah, but she just ordered. I was like, okay. You couldn't really say no to this girl. She had that kind of energy where she was just like taking over the party.
Wow.
So, oh, man. No, I got you know, some people got an angel and a devil on one side.
Yeah,
no. I've got an angel and a paquet on the other side.
You got a paquet and a paquet on the other side, right?
I got a paquet on both shoulders. So you just went with the flow, and next thing you know, you're at a $500 tab.
Yeah, we got this huge tab, and then when the guy comes to ask for it, because it's, you know, we pretty much closed the place out. So they're like, yeah, we got to get you guys to leave. Can you pay your tab? And she's like, oh, I don't have my wallet. I left it at home.
Oh, of course she did. I see where you're going with this.
Like, okay, so at first, like, there's got to be some kind of setup, but she was already inviting me back to her place. So I was like, oh, okay, I guess that's fine. I paid for the tab, and then we go back, and we get to her spot. I was having some wishful thinking, so we go back to her place, and she's got this baller spot. Like, you know, one of the flats that you see in Billions. Everything was modern tech, all the feng shui furniture. It was amazing. I couldn't believe it.
So, wait, she lives at one of those condos by Dave & Buster's then? Is that accurate? Because I know what you're talking about then.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah,
she's Kay Smooth's neighbor, in other words.
Oh, wow.
Yes. They got the infinity pool.
Yeah.
And it's got a panoramic view of Ala Moana Beach Park and the ocean and everything. Bruh, it is nuts. Yeah. Last time I went to go hang out with Kay Smooth at his place, he had like a little barbecue get-together at the pool area. Infinity pool, by the way.
Yeah.
Which the infinity side of that pool faces Ala Moana a beach park straight
gosh.
To the ocean.
Oh, wow.
It is different level. And in walks, true story, and this is the kind of level it's at. In walks Jay Hernandez, a.k.a. Magnum P.I.
No ways. Are you serious?
Yes. And he pulls up, and he just kind of like lays down and starts sunbathing.
What?
While there's like four or five of us bratas in the jacuzzi together of all places playing sword fight. And then Mushy Mushy Case was like, Gilda, you should go talk to him. Jay Hernandez. And he's just like, he's good. Ask him if he wants to come on show.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
While he's sunbathing.
Just tell him, come join us. He's like, yeah, oh, hi, Jay. My Japanese boss over there wants to know if you want a sword fight with the five of us in the warm jacuzzi.
Jump in the hot tub with us,
a little spot on our morning show. Anyway, so she lives in one of those condos, which are not cheap. Those are like upwards of seven figures, well above a million.
Yeah, I felt very in over my head when we got there. But, you know, it made a little bit more sense why she was so willing to ask for all the stuff at the restaurant. So I just, you know, I guess I took the opportunity to be a little nonchalant. And I hesitated at first. I was like, hey, do you think, you know, about that tab at the bar? She's like, oh, yeah.
Hey, by the way, man. That wasn't about you.
Before we go any further with this date,
yeah,
and ideally I'm about to hit that. I'm debating, should I bring it up after I hit that?
Yeah.
or am I good at it? Because I just need to know, because if I'm not, you're not planning on letting me hit that.
Yeah, it's just now.
You're like the conundrum.
Hey, $500 is $500, bro.
I mean, you can have the best of both worlds. Hit that, then get your half of the 500.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. 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 Half of the 500 and get your half, right? But yeah, then you ain't going to be hitting nothing
you're
after.
You're going to be hitting
yourself
after
that.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly, man. I thought I was in way over my head, and she was probably not going to let me have anything. I thought it was like a courtesy to let me come back and see her place.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so you went for the gusto, and you're like, hey, so about that 500.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. And so she's like, yeah, sure, I'll go get that. And I was like, oh, well, it was very took off guard how cool she was about it.
Uh-huh.
She goes in the other room, and I don't think she noticed, but I was able to kind of see her down the hall. And she's rummaging through all these bags, like Louis Vuitton bags, Prada, and she's just digging in it. She starts pulling out these, like, wads of cash. They're just rolled up with rubber bands around them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She's a stripper.
Chunks of money. I didn't know what it was. I thought maybe she was, like, straight up in narcos or something. She was hooked up with the mob or some drug money.
She deals that sugar booger.
Sugar booger. Booger sugar.
Is it booger sugar?
Booger sugar, yeah.
Booger sugar. Booger sugar.
Yeah. Yeah, I was getting a little nervous there. And I was like, oh, I tried to avert my eyes because I didn't want her to see me, you know, snooping on her. But I couldn't help but not see close to a couple $1,000 just falling on the ground next to her. Like,
yeah.
So she's like looking through them, trying to make sure they're the right notes, you know. I'm assuming they're in like sets of 20s and 50s.
Oh, gotcha. The denominations.
Yeah, yeah. So she comes out with this one little roll and just drops it on the table, like, you know, with a thud. And then I look at the bunch of 20s. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's got to be way too much. It is easily probably like $600.
Oh,
so yeah.
I told her, I was like, that was $500. It was at least the tab. I thought, you know, maybe we could split it or something. She was like, no, there you go, without hesitation. And that's for the tip, too. Consider it interest payment, she said. She just laughed like it was nothing. I was like, what exactly does this girl freaking do for a living that she could just be throwing money around like this?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, interest payment because you fronted the money
to
pay the tab. Exactly, so she's like, here's a little extra for you. Bro, does she have a sister?
No,
right now, I'm living in Palolo. But I own it.
I don't know. I don't want to get involved with anything that, you know, I would be too in over my head with somebody who's already given me money. And now, do I owe her money now? Is she going to expect a favor out of me? Does she have people that can come after? Like, she could certainly pay for somebody to come get me if she wanted that money back. So I don't know. I just.
Or if you broke her heart.
Get involved with. So exactly. Yeah. What if I do something bad to this girl?
Yeah. Or the FBI comes banging on the door.
They don't care about your $600. But the real question is.
You're like, I don't like booger sugar.
Sugar. It's not mine, bro. It's not mine. But the real question is, bro, after she paid you, did you guys get it on?
Oh, yeah. Did you hit that?
No. We didn't. I was kind of, we just kind of hung out for the rest of the night. And I honestly felt a little too uncomfortable to really put a move on the girl.
Oh, I know. I can tell you're breathing hard right now just talking about it.
You could have made more money, though.
It was pretty intimidating. Well, we're live on the radio, man.
I just called. I'm just narking on her, and now I got to worry for my own well-being.
Yes.
I just wanted to be up front. You know, she looked very powerful. You know, she was intimidating at that point.
Huh?
I didn't want to step on any toes there. So I figured I didn't mean to ghost the girl. but I didn't know how to say no to her either.
Yeah, you don't want to end up in witness protection,
she's
huh?
A boss,
it's like, I like to be able
out.
To choose where I live. Well, I'm sorry about this. We've got Lonnie on the other line.
Yo.
Not to put you in the. Sorry, Kanan. Lonnie.
The HHIC, bro.
You guys like are going to be on the stand when I get found in a hole somewhere.
Yeah, if you get found in the
hallway,
this watch conversation out, never happened. Everybody listening, you never heard any of this.
I never called her a heifer at all, bro.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, Joe, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Go on, Lonnie. Go ahead.
No. Nothing like that. This is such a huge misunderstanding. No.
What do you do for work?
Are you like the godmother or the godfather?
No one's coming for you.
What do you do for work?
I'm just an escort.
You're what?
Oh.
What? An escort?
Oh. An escort.
Oh. So you were close, Joe.
Yeah.
She doesn't just show them.
No.
She gives them.
Hold up. You're like a paid to go on dates, kind of?
You're like a drive-thru?
I mean, it's really just a job, right? Like, don't freak out. I mean, I just have a lot of successful clients who take really good care of me, so...
Wow.
Take care of you? Like,
why didn't I get into
like,
that?
Like, you got a list of guys that normally do this, or is it just like a bunch of random dudes?
I have my set clients, and you know, for the most part, they really just want company, and I'm happy to accept all these wonderful gifts and cash and my dope apartment. So.
Wow.
Man, I'm blown away because at the end of the year, you don't need to pay taxes. That is brilliant.
Yeah.
Gosh dang it, I wish people wanted to oof me.
When I just graduated high school, I used to live with this one dude, John, and another guy, two guys. One guy approached John and asked him to be an escort, if he wanted to be a professional escort.
I had that for me.
You had that happen to you, too?
Oh, yes. No, when it comes to, like, Mahu, like, I take it as because I am very metro. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I know that, you know, because you know when they are or they aren't into guys or whatever, right?
Yeah.
I have like my best friend, Mahu John.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we'll go out. I will be by far the number one most hit on guy in the bar. And it has nothing to do with me.
No.
It has everything to do with the challenge.
Mm.
Because I am the once again metro straight guy that they want to, you know, just see. And I know there was like, you know, some people like, no, that's not how it is. I'm like, No, it is, and Mahu will back me up on it. I've actually had, I call him, who's the guy on Shrek? The little short prince guy that's really pretentious?
Farquhar.
Yes. I met a human version of him.
Oh,
and this
God.
Was approximately 8 years ago.
Oh, my God.
And then I went with Mahu when he was visiting because he was living on the mainland. Actually, I take it back. We were both visiting because I was working on the mainland, as was he. Mm-hmm. And then he wanted to go to, what is the one, the Mahu bar, second floor across from the zoo?
Hula's.
Is that Hula's?
I think so, yeah.
We went to whichever one that is, right?
Yeah.
Next thing you know, Farquhar comes over and he rents out a whole cabana. Not cabana, the sailboat, you know, for the happy hour?
Yeah.
Okay, I've never been there before, but yeah.
It's right off of Waikiki Beach.
I know where it is, yeah.
He rented two of them.
Oh, wow.
The sailboats, right?
The sailboats.
Oh, the sailboat.
Yeah.
And he rented two of them for everyone in the bar, whoever wanted to go. All expenses paid.
Wow.
Prior to that, he started slapping down C notes on the table to see how much it would take for him to hit that with me.
What?
True story. Ask Mahu if you want. Yeah, hell no. Of course I didn't. It got to the point where Mahu had to pull him aside and be like, stop it, man.
You don't have enough money.
Yeah,
for it,
you're just hurting our stereotype here. Farquhar could give two poops.
Nope.
Yeah, so anyway, Lonnie, good for you, girl. You go get yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not as intense as a lot of people think. I mean, it's a good time. We go to dinners, we go to events, galas. Like, it's a lot of fun, and I feel like a lot of people do way more for less. So.
The good time you had with Nick Kanan over there at Dave & Buster's, how much would that cost the average person just to spend that much time with you?
I mean, we shut the place down. It would definitely cost a lot, but I feel like in Kanan's defense, like, you know, I was having a good time. Like, I truly wanted to spend time, and I had a great time with you, so...
How much would you have charged for that?
Thank you.
She said expenses.
I mean, at least $250 an hour. That's like, you know, if I'm feeling generous.
$250 an hour?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah.
I know.
Jeez.
Wow.
I'm trying to do the math here. Sorry.
I think it was 5 hours. $250 for 5 hours.
All right. If I may, in Lonnie's defense, you know, there's a difference like us in radio.
Right.
You hear us on the radio, we're this way. You get us off the radio. I'm a mute.
Oh, yeah,
like, I'm
same.
Super shy. I really am. Like, I have a hard time having a conversation with someone because chances are I just feel unworthy of that person's time. And it's something that I work on with my therapist. And, you know, I don't really come out of my shell because, once again, shy. That's it. We need to learn to separate the two, right? I don't know the specifics of your job requirements there, Lonnie. Bearing in mind that one of the requirements is not...
talking stories or...
There's a lot of girls that do a lot more for a lot less.
Yes.
So that definition of a lot more, what I'm referring to there, if that is not one of your job requirements...
Yeah.
Kanan, I get it, bro. Like, on top of that, she's doing fine for herself, and she ain't got to pay taxes at the end of the year because they pay in cash.
You can totally chill out at her pad, which is amazing.
Yeah, and you, my friend, you're ongoing freebie. You're like my Fun Factory card. You're VIP.
Yeah.
So, I'm honestly honored that I was chosen.
Yeah, so how about... I'm not paying for dinner and drinks, Lonnie, bro.
You make more than all of the remaining four people in this conversation
together.
Exactly.
If you would like to go out again, now that that's out in the open, Kanan.
Yes.
You say, we'll pay for it. We're not paying for
No, we're not paying for nothing.
No, Lonnie will pay for it. Or y'all can split it, whatever you decide. I think you should give her another shot. Well, Lonnie, actually, you remember the, going back to the, I know a lot of girls that do a lot more for a lot less. Mm-hmm. Do you do a lot more?
I have, but it's not something I typically do. A lot of my clients really, at this point, they just want company. Oh. So, I mean, in my early stages, I was probably a little bit more flagrant than I should have been.
You got to work your way up.
Yeah.
You worked hard for that. Or is it down?
You got to work your way down.
Sometimes you got to work up and down the shaft.
Yes.
Huh?
Oh my God. You took advantage.
You want to stand out. I mean, don't worry, Lonnie. No shame. We got MJ. She's a certified rub and tugger.
Oh, yes, my cat.
She's working on her masseuse certification, so we call her a certified R&T.
And she pays taxes.
Yeah. So, Kanan, it's up to you, man. Like, would you like to go out again with Lonnie? What do you think?
Yeah, I think I'll take another free date.
Oh, wow.
With the average man pays $2,000 for. Lonnie, that all being said, how do you feel? Are you still wanting to go out again?
Yeah, you know, I would definitely, I'm interested in going out again. I'm happy to confirm I'm not connected to the mob. So it's all good. It's all good on my end. If he can be understanding about what I do for work, I had a great time.
Okay, well, there we go.
Yay.
Another date is lined up. First time ever. I feel that we've reconnected a second date update with a hooker. I'm sorry.
Professional escort.
Escort.
Professional...
Company.
Just pro.
Company. Just company.
Yes.
Just having good company.
Therapist.
Yes.